There doesn't seem to be any light at the end of the tunnel for the Rohingya. 700,000 of them are now in Bangladesh as refugees. I spoke to Said Hussain, who heads the Rohingya organization Norway in Oslo.
It was terrible, actually. I myself traveled to Bangladesh and experienced the situation in the so-called refugee camp. At that time, it was in October. Most of the people are still struggling for shelter. They left everything behind and their loved ones. They experienced many kinds of atrocities, including gang rape and killing, slaughtering. Yeah, so they escaped with their life from Bangladesh. In a small area, about 700,000 Rohingyas, like concentration camp. Yeah. So anyway, they are safe from killing.
Mark Farmaner, director of the Burma Campaign, a human rights group based in London, says the military operation is just the end of a decades-long wave of Myanmar's state-sponsored persecution of the Rohingya.
A year ago, we saw the most horrific events unfolding, unprecedented scale of a military offensive. Although it happened immediately after a small arms Rohingya group had attacked some police stations, the military were actually waiting for it to happen. They knew it was going to happen, and they used it as a pretext for a long-term plan to drive Rohingya people out of Burma.
But Bangladesh, where most Rohingya refugees land, is itself a very poor country and has difficulties to cope, says Chris Lua of the Arakan Project, an NGO that studies the Rohingya.
It's really difficult for Bangladesh to cope with all these people. They do not recognize them officially as refugees, though. At the same time, the camps are overcrowded. But one of the problems, and it's that Bangladesh sees this problem, the refugee situation, as a temporary issue, and so do not allow any long-term program, and also there is no education program for the children, and I think that the government is unwilling to provide more land, so it is a difficult situation for Bangladesh. At the same time, I think, yes, Bangladesh can be congratulated for having opened their doors, but at the same time, I think it's important that Bangladesh also respect the refugee rights.
Next week, the UN will discuss the Rohingya crisis and a UN fact-finding mission that did an 18-month investigation into the situation will publish its report on Monday. What can we expect? Well, many hope that the UN Security Council will refer Myanmar to the International Criminal Court in The Hague to answer allegations of ethnic cleansing and even genocide. But, says Mark Farmaner, this is unlikely to happen.
Unfortunately, to date, the British government, which is the official lead on Burma at the UN Security Council, has taken effectively the same position as China. It will not support a referral of Burma to the International Criminal Court. Globally, human rights have fallen down the international agenda. The British government, which used to lead on human rights internationally and specifically on Burma, is no longer a government that particularly prioritizes human rights. The Trump administration in the US isn't one that has prioritized human rights.
The big problem is that many countries are not willing to take any action following the example of Myanmar's Nobel Peace Prize laureate Aung San Suu Kyi, who, to the disappointment of many, did not anything concrete to change the abysmal situation of the Rohingya in Myanmar.